and you are listening to the Texas Standard. Whenever there's a medical emergency, the very first thing on one's mind isn't typically how much the bill could be, right? It's to get help ASAP. Deal with the cost later, especially if you're insured, right? But new rules from insurer Blue Cross Blue Shield may have some policy owners second-guessing whether a trip to the ER is worth it. This is something that Sabria Rice has been covering. She reports business of healthcare for the Dallas Morning News. Sabria, welcome to Texas Standard.
Thank you. Glad to join you.
What is this upcoming change for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Texas policyholders, and why ER visits in particular?
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Texas isn't the first one to do this. A few health insurers across the nation trying to adjust the high cost of emergency room bills have started trying to encourage people to go to lower cost centers for things that aren't emergencies. What was happening was people would go for things that they think are emergencies. Ultimately, they were not. So now, as a next step, the health insurers, including Blue Cross of Texas, are saying, if you go to an out-of-network emergency room and it ends up that it wasn't an emergency, you could be on the hook for 100% of the bill.
100% of the bill. How are you going to know if you think it's an emergency and you're used to going to the ER, how are you supposed to know if you're not the medical expert here?
That is exactly the criticism that people have brought up. The average consumer is not trained in healthcare, so they wouldn't know if it's an emergency. And when you're home debating in the middle of the night, it can get really confusing. First, trying to figure out if it's an emergency, then where to go if you're going to an in-network or out-of-network place. So that's exactly the criticism that consumer groups have brought up about these new policies.
You know, I was thinking about how many, families find themselves in a situation where, you know, a child may be having trouble breathing or something like that. You don't know if it's just, you know, passing something or if he or she is really struggling. This can be very disconcerting. So these other centers that Blue Cross Blue Shield would like you to consider going to, I've heard that their costs are not inconsiderable, right? I mean, is it really that much of a savings?
What Blue Cross and other insurers want you to do is to go to an urgent care center. So if you have like a sprained ankle or if you have head lice, those are the two examples that they gave. They want you to go to an urgent care center, which could cost thousands of dollars less. Emergency rooms tend to cost much more because they're staffed 24/7. They have lots of expensive equipment. Mm-hmm. They have really high acuity physicians that are there to treat like really major problems. But again, as you pointed out, it's not easy for a person to tell that in the middle of the night. And often urgent care centers close early. They're closed 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock. So yeah, they're not really convenient for you in the middle of the night.
It's a little telling too, that they're using things like head lice and sprains as examples. Of course, I mean, I think people would have a difficult time arguing with those, but it's some of those closer calls. Now that we're talking about HMO plans, how many people are going to be affected by this?
It's about 500,000 Texans that are on a Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Texas HMO plan. So that's 500,000 people who will now need to figure out what they need to do.
And is this just the tip of the iceberg here with Blue Cross Blue Shield, or are other insurers doing the same sort of thing?
So yes, other insurers are doing it. Anthem, which is part of the Blue Cross family, but Anthem rolled this out in several of its states a while ago. And what they're facing now in places like Georgia and Ohio are lawsuits from the providers who are saying this isn't fair and you're denying claims for things that are actually emergencies. So we could see more of that to come. This is a real important issue in that it gets at the heart of the conflict, is that you can't really tell what's an emergency, but the cost of healthcare has gotten so expensive in the U.S. that even the insurers are pushing back, and this is how they're doing it.
Sabria Rice reports on the business of healthcare for the Dallas Morning News. Sabria, thanks for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on The Standard.
Absolutely. Thank you.